Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am John Siantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union Minister Amit Shah says Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. Indian Council of Medical Research signs memorandum of agreements with industry and academic partners to advance first-in-human phase 1 clinical trials. Gifre DPDP launches Shiksha Mitra Samartan Abhiyan. And 5 Sepaktakraw players and a team official from Nagaland selected to participate in the Under-23 Asian Beach Sepaktakraw Championship in China. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said there is no competition between Hindi and other languages. Addressing the inaugural session of official language, Diamond Jubilee celebrations and 4th Akhil Bharatiya Raj Pasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Shah said a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all the languages. He added that national education policy has laid special emphasis on providing primary education in the mother tongue to children. Earlier in a video message, the Home Minister emphasized the significance of this year's Hindi Diwas, noting that on September 14, in 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India had adopted Hindi as the official language. Shah mentioned that Hindi Diwas is being celebrated as the Diamond Jubilee Year of Hindi as official language. He said Department of Official Language will launch portal for translation from Hindi to all languages of the 8th schedule in the coming days. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today extended greetings to all the countrymen on the occasion of Hindi Diwas. In a social media post, Modi shared his video highlighting the importance of Hindi language. The defense minister also shared a video message highlighting the need to accept Hindi as an official language nationally as well as globally. Indian Council of Medical Research has signed memorandum of agreements with industry and academic partners to advance first-in-human phase 1 clinical trials. The agreement marks a pivotal step towards establishing India's self-sufficiency in clinical development and advancing indigenous pharmaceutical agents. The partnership also marks groundbreaking entry into first-in-human clinical trials for 4 promising molecules. Commending the strategic collaboration, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.B. Nadda said it is a key milestone in pursuit of affordable and accessible cutting-edge treatments for all citizens. Shiksha Mitra Samartan Abhiyan, an initiative of Gifre DPDP and brainchild of Deputy Commissioner Gifre Tumsuwadi Longoma, was launched at DPDP Hall Gifre on 12th of this month. Under this scheme, 7 months pilot scheme has been planned where officers of the district has been clubbed into 2 clusters as per the 2 assembly constituencies of the district. The Abhiyan will be supervised by the DC, while the SP will oversee the scheme. The clusters will be facilitated, led by ADC Gifre and ADC Pungro for 60 assembly constituency cluster and ADC Sayuchung and Estio Civil for 59 assembly constituency cluster. The 2 clusters have team of officers clubbed up to work together to adopt schools in the jurisdiction, undertake activities during the pilot phase, which will culminate in February 2025. The Shiksha Mitra Samartan Abhiyan is aimed to handhold schools to grow and develop and to be the engines to nurture the future of the society. The objective of the project is to transform schools into Prerna Pathshalas, inspirational schools. The Deputy Commissioner has urged all officers to work hand in hand to make the school grow and develop the model schools in the district by providing quality education to the students and at the same time to check the performance of the faculties and the infrastructures of the schools in the district. An orientation program for Kohima Press Club, Nagaland Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board, KPC, NPO CWWP Media Fellowship 2024 was held today at KPC Office Kohima for the 3 recipients, Vipi Donyo Kutsu, and Siye Keto Keretsu of Nagaland Post and Kanili Kiho of the Morong Express. Speaking on the occasion, CEO NPOCWWP Chupa Yanga commended all the fellows who wrote in-depth stories as part of the fellowship in the last 2 years and exuded hope to see more exciting stories coming up for this year's edition. General Secretary GBC and Convener of Fellowship Committee Vissa Rita Kruza gave a brief background on how the Media Fellowship was initiated in 2022 under the chairmanship of Dr. Gekre Yome and has seen two successful rounds as a result of which very enlightening and crucial stories were produced. Recipients of the fellowship signed the agreement during the program and also received partial payment towards the fellowship. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship concluded 2-week-long skill development for rural women through Mobile Skill Morong training in job role in baking at Mangolempa in Mokupchung. Giving feedback on the training, Tia Moa Tsitir of Pinnacle Skills highlighted the significance of equipping the participants with necessary toolkits to foster sustainable livelihood. He also encouraged them to hone their baking skill, form groups among themselves, and work towards establishing a brand. Meanwhile, District Employment Officer Mugukrung T. Yimli Kamsak emphasized that baking is a promising business opportunity and thanked all individuals who has put in their efforts to make the training program a success. 25 rural women successfully completed the training, which concluded today. They were also awarded with certificate with toolkits. Department of Youth Resources and Sports organized the district-level youth festival in Woka at Don Bosco Youth Center today. Speaking as the special guest, Chairman MSME, Promotion Council of India Woka District, Yan Rentang Humjoy, encouraged students to step beyond the confines of classrooms and emphasized the importance of gaining exposure beyond textbooks. He highlighted that participating in diverse activities helps shape students into well-rounded individuals. Humjoy further urged students not to solely focus on academics, but advised them to put in extra effort, pursue excellence, and be adventurous to fully develop their potential. The festival also featured exhibits on landslide prevention, declamation contest on innovation in science and technology, and an art competition. Nagaland Governor Larkinison has extended Onam greetings to the people of the state. In a message, the governor expressed hope that the festival bring happiness, unity and abundance. As we celebrate the spirit of King Mahabali's homecoming, may our hearts be filled with love and our homes with peace, he said. The governor wished that the vibrant Pukalams, the grand Onam Satya, and traditional celebrations remind us of the importance of togetherness and cultural heritage. Governor Larkinison further hoped that this Onam inspire people to share, care and spread kindness to everyone around. Extending greetings, Chief Minister Nipirio wished that the festival bring immense happiness and good fortune to the people as they embrace the season of abundance. And in sports, 5 sepak takraw players and a team official from Nagaland have been selected to participate in the upcoming Under-23 Asian Beach Sepak Takraw Championship to be held at Qingdao, China from 18 to 23 September 2024. The team will depart from Kolkata on 16 September. The players include Mututso Dozo, Ang San Gonyak, Mungshai Rukovino, Sikris Sezovela Dozo, and Hoshe Krio as team official. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Union Minister Amit Shah says Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. Indian Council of Medical Research signs Memorandum of Agreements with industry and academic partners to advance first-in-human Phase 1 clinical trials. Gifre DPDP launches Shiksha Mitra Samartan Appeal. and 5 Sepaktakraw players and a team official from Nagaland selected to participate in Under-23 Asian Beach Sepaktakraw Championship in China. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.